He hates what he doesn't understand. He hates what makes him uncomfortable. He's the world's smallest man behind a wall that keeps him untouchable. When he looks in the mirror, he hates what he sees. He hates his own reflection and what he wishes it could be. He hates what he don't know and people from places he'd never go. He hates them 'cause they tell him so every morning on the radio. When he looks at other people, he just sees the things he's not. He makes himself feel big by making them seem small. But he's the world's smallest man. 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 With a swimming pool and a private plane. Goes to church every Sunday with a family he barely tolerates. He hates what he's told to hate and hopes the shame will go away. He's too old and scared to change and won't live any other way. He's the world's smallest man. He's the world's smallest man. Smallest man. You can't slow down, you can't stop time. Can't go back and hit rewind. You can't take your money to the pearly gates and buy your way to heaven on the judgment day. You can't bribe God like a cheap politician to look the other way. Sell you his forgiveness. You've got no soul left to be redeemed, and there's no loopholes in the savior machine. It's his father's fault, that's how he was raised. Like his father before him, he never changed. When he learned to walk, he was taught to hate. He was second nature from the first grade. Felt a hole inside him he could never face. He did anything to fill the empty space. He threw himself inside it, and now there's nothing left to say.